BBC Radio Nottingham.
Yes, welcome back to The Terrace. Charlie Slater here for you alongside Robin Chipperfield on your Friday evening on BBC Radio Nottingham. We've got a Notts fan, we've got a Forest fan joining us. We're chewing the fat over what has been a busy festive period for the Reds, for the Magpies, and of course for the Stags as well. And we'll hear from Martin Shaw from the Stag Supporters Association in just a moment or two. Asking this evening on Twitter, it's at BBCRNS, and we invite you to get in touch as well. What should your club's New Year's resolution be in 2019? Lisa, who is here, says the obvious one, hashtag don't sack Aitor. Another one here, Will says, and he's a Notts fan, to win a game. Mark, who's a Stags fan, says keep up the unbeaten run, consistency in promotion, on and off the pitch, we're heading in the right direction. And another Notts fan, Adam, says sign some players and win a game. We also want you to get involved in the latest round of Terrace Trivia, which we will start now. You can view this question on Twitter, again, at BBCRNS. But Forest are trying to knock out the holders of the FA Cup for the second consecutive season. And so before last year's win over Arsenal, who were the last holders that the Reds knocked out? We'll give you the answer to that one in about half an hour's time.
Fiendishly difficult it is as well. 6:20 is the time. We'll chat to Colin Fry in a moment, but let's talk Mansfield, who went from strength to strength over Christmas and the new year with 3 wins out of 4 and are now 3rd in the League Two table with fewer league defeats than any other side in English football. Martin Shaw from the Stag Supporters Association has watched it all. Martin, good evening to you. They're
Hello,
flying
Robin.
Over Christmas.
Yeah, playing very good football, winning football matches. If they can't win, they draw. It's an incredible run, actually. And not losing away from home has been fantastic. It'll be challenged severely tomorrow, but it's a fantastic run. And Mansfield are playing attacking, entertaining football, which the fans are loving.
Currently in the automatic promotion places, would you see them being there come May?
I think I would now. Earlier in the season, I thought that perhaps playoffs would be the best Mansfield could hope for. But the way the side has come together, it really looks like the top three is very achievable. Earlier in the season, Mansfield were looking very solid at the back, but drawing too many games. But in the last couple of months, they've found a way to win games. And I think top three is very achievable. January will be important, of course. Very important not to lose the best players. I think it's important Mansfield keep hold of CJ Hamilton, and if they can keep hold of Tyler Walker on loan from Forest as well, that would be important. And also try and strengthen the squad as well, bring in an extra striker. We know that Craig Davis is out long term, or at least for a couple of months, so certainly need another striker, and probably another central defender as well, as backup to the excellent central defenders Sweeney, Preston and Pierce. So a couple more players there, plus a goalkeeper with Bobby Legnick unfortunately being injured. If they can strengthen those three positions, plus keep hold of the best players, then I definitely think top three is achievable.
What about today's news about, because Mansfield are at Carlisle tomorrow in the far northwest, and we've seen John Sheridan leave Carlisle today. He's expected to take over as Chesterfield manager, which is, I mean, Carlisle have won their last 5. They're in the playoff places in League Two, and he's leaving for Chesterfield, who are in the relegation zone in the league below, in the conference. How does that affect tomorrow's game?
It's an extraordinary story, isn't it, Robin? I mean, the writing seems to have been on the wall, because they beat Oldham 6-0 two or three games ago, and Sheridan was talking after the game as though he might be leaving them, which was pretty incredible. It seems extraordinary, doesn't it, leaving a team pushing for promotion in League Two and going to a club that is seems to be heading inexorably to the Conference North. But I think he's more from the Chesterfield area, or from the Sheffield area anyway, so maybe that holds the key there. You would have thought that had Sheridan stayed, Carlisle had huge momentum, 5 wins on the trot, including some big wins as well. But of course, Mansfield are unbeaten away from home, so it kind of looked like a clash of the giants, really. It possibly still will be, although I'm hoping that it might just destabilise Carlisle a bit, and Mansfield can maybe take advantage of that. I think it'll be a good game. If Mansfield continue to play the football they have been playing, they can beat anybody.
Martin, thanks very much for being there with us this evening. I would wish you a safe journey, but knowing you as I do, I'm pretty sure you are already up in the Lake District and have been there for
3 weeks.
For quite some time, I would imagine. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. Next up, Colin Frey for you as we return the discussion to...